time here at the Aaron Copland School of Music, I've been truly humbled to have been surrounded by many talented and amazing students here. My experience has really been incredibly productive and quite transformative, so it's a really great honor to be able to speak to you all today. To me, these amazing classmates and the Aaron Copland faculty and staff, they're a huge part of what makes being here so special. Our education is certainly about the classes and the curriculum, but the totality of our education also includes a lot of things that are inextricably linked. It's about the people we meet and work with here, and the connections we make, and the new experiences we create for ourselves by putting ourselves in a position to stretch beyond our comfort zones in performing, composing, teaching, writing, and more. Undeniably, the quality of the music instruction here is absolutely outstanding. Studying with all the faculty here, for me, especially with the composition teachers with whom I've had the most contact, it's had a really profound impact on the works that I create and the ways I go about creating them, musically but also philosophically. I'm sure that all of my classmates can think back on similarly meaningful experiences that they've had with their own instructors, regardless of your field. It's really wonderful to work with such involved teachers who really put in the time with the students and take a personal interest in everybody's education and really help them get to where they need to be for their particular concentration. About the students here, you really would be hard-pressed to find a more dedicated group of people than the musicians that I've met at this school. This is a field where the rewards are sometimes more of a personal gratification than monetary, unfortunately, and it requires enormous amounts of time spent practicing your instruments, poring over scores, or banging your head against the piano just trying to get the ideas to come. To be entering this school, you really have to want it, and it's abundantly clear to me that the people that I've met here have the dedication, the skills, and the motivation to be really successful. But what, like Mr. Smaldone said, what I've also found here is a great community. You can walk around the halls of the music building and see this in the students gathering, talking, laughing, singing, and practicing their instruments together, as well as in the attendance and the huge applause that we get at the many student performances each year. The community is extremely supportive of its members. I've seen it myself, and I've had visitors come in and remark on it. There's really a healthy lack of entitlement and humility here among the students, which is really essential to doing well in music or any field. While still recognizing our own talents and that each person has something particular to them that they bring to the table, instead of competing with each other, we help each other move forward, both with our encouragement and our involvement in each other's activities, making us all stronger as a group. In my own experience with this, speaking as a composer, and I'm sure others in different concentrations have had analogous experiences, this openness means that there's a great wealth of performers who are willing, able, and excited to play new music you've written for them. Not only has everyone I've worked here we've been incredibly skilled, but they've also handled with great grace the many curveballs we composers tend to throw at them, and there are always many. This often plays out in the following manner. After the composer delivers the score, usually a bit late, sometimes very much so, the performer has a mild panic attack on hearing it, and then there are many questions about what exactly this means, what this means, and then there's some constructive schooling from the performer to the composer on how better to communicate and realize the piece's ideas, followed by discussion and revisions, and eventually an amazing performance of the new piece. So it's truly a collaborative effort, and it's an experience that's really helpful and enjoyable from both sides. Another of the most important aspects of being here, it's really a direct result of being in this environment of extraordinary company, talent, and energy, is the wonderful motivating effect that it has on one's musical activity. Since starting here at the Aaron Copland School of Music, I can certainly say that I haven't ever been more happily active. The bustle here is really catching in a good way. The exceptional performers, the great variety of composers' new works, the intense analytical discussions, all of this, just being around this group of musicians, it's a veritable wellspring of inspiration. And it really makes all of us want to try harder and to push ourselves beyond our own current limits as a result. By being here, we tap into that force, and with the many opportunities available for composing, performing, and writing, we put ourselves into positions where we can challenge ourselves and where we say yes to things. Here we can find the motivation to try to write for an unusual ensemble that we're not familiar with, try to perform that fearsome solo or dig into an analysis of an imposing symphony, whatever it is. It doesn't always work out exactly the way we planned, but it's always a positive learning experience. So by choosing to attend here, we put ourselves in positions of action and possibility, both at Queens College and in the greater environment of New York City and the world. And this is really huge because it's so important to recognize and to take these opportunities and to say yes to as many as we feasibly can, both for our careers but also for our artistic growth. So these people around us that we've attended school with, From here on, they're also the people that we'll be working with as friends and as professionals. And so this great community and the connections we've made here, they're really invaluable. For me, almost every one of the half dozen projects I have planned for the next year really directly involves people that I've met and worked with in some respect as part of the program at Queen's College, none of which would have happened otherwise. So those of us graduating are leaving the school, but in many vitally important ways, we're not at all leaving the community. These connections last for life. Before we leave today, I'd just like to take another minute, and we've done it a few times before, but I think it's worth it again, to thank the people who've helped and supported us along the way today. Our instructors here, our friends, and our parents and families, as they've really made great sacrifices to get to this point for us. So let's give them a round of applause. And so, as we now graduate and prepare for the future, we need to keep all of these things that we've learned in mind. While continuing to hone the skills we've received from our wonderful teachers, we need to nourish our ties with the people we've met, keep ourselves active and in a position to say yes to challenges, and with our healthy dose of humility, keep moving forward together. Thank you.